our might won't win the fight. Zechariah 4, verse number 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. When spiritual victories are continuous, and there is no defeat in sight, we forget wherein our great strength lies. We are spiritual Samsons that forget it is God that makes and grows the hair. We forget it is not our might that wins the fight. Shame on us when we say we cannot see how something will be accomplished and are all full of doubt. But double shame upon us for ever thinking we could do it in the first place. Here Zechariah is prophesying concerning Zerubbabel, the man that would lead in Israel and lead us on to victory. But a great lesson is taught to the prophet here. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, not by might. Oh, it will not be by thy might that wins the fight. No, you are not strong enough. You will fall if it is done in your own might. Physical strength will always burn out in spiritual battles. God will bring us to the end of ourselves. He will show us the might of our mind cannot withstand the dealings of Satan in warfare. No, it takes the Lord's might. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Yes, it is His might that we win the fight. We must have the mind of Christ against Satan. We must know good doctrine and walk in it, for he is a wily adversary, tricky, deceptive, and will have your mind turned against you. Nor by power, the scripture says, your power will not win the hour. No, the authority or power invested into you by position, by place of God in where you are at, will not win the fight. By the nature of your calling to ministry or any Christian duty, it is not enough to make you victorious. God may suffer in you in your youth and give grace and stand behind you like the mama bear does her cub when the lion comes to kill, and the little bear seems to think it's its own little growl that kept the lion away. But it is the mama bear's ferocious presence that makes the lion think twice. And so it is with us, that power will not win the hour. But by my spirit, saith the Lord, it is the spirit that brings the victory. God will make us go back to the source to get the power we need through prayer and much devotion. He will bring us back to a healthy reality of our own frailty. Then will God say to the mountains that form us against us, Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? The mountain will be brought low, crying grace, grace unto it. Is that not the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ? So many pictures in the book of Zechariah of Jesus Christ. He's called the branch. He's the high priest there. So many pictures of him there. And this picture, grace, grace unto it. Yes, it is the grace of God that brings the victory. Is this not Jesus, our mighty one? When grace is applied to any challenge, nothing can stand before us, not even Satan himself. So then when all the foes and the forces of hell surround you, remember, when fear comes over your flesh and over your mind, remember this one thing. It is not by might, nor by power, but by His Spirit, saith the Lord. It is God who surrounds us. It is God who immerses us in the victory. It is God. It is the Lord that roars out of Zion, that chases away all of the devils. And it is God who shines the sun so bright, it burns out all the darkness in the heart and in the life, and fear is chased away by the Son of Righteousness with healing in His wings.